day in which we open the tanks, which is the next stage in the evolution of Tate Modern from being a museum of modern art, one of the more successful museums in the world, into a museum which has the capacity, capability of presenting a full range of the visual arts, including live art performance, film, and installation. I think you're all aware that we have an ambition to create this building on the south side of Tate Modern in the hands of Herzog de Meuron architects for the original phase of the building, and I'm delighted that Pierre de Meuron and Jacques Herzog are here this morning and they will be speaking after me. We also have Ruth McKenzie, director of the Cultural Olympiad and director of the London 2012 Festival, who will say a few words. And then finally, we will have Chris Durcon, director of Tate Modern, who will set out the programme that will unfold here over the next 3 months or so. When we took this building, we always had the ambition to use not only the turbine hall, but also the switch house and the oil tanks on the south side of the turbine hall. And our intention was perhaps to complete those by somewhere around 2025. The success of Tate Modern has driven us forward rather faster than that. And today we are opening what I described as the next phase in the evolution, namely these oil tank spaces. Over the past 10 years, we have in the turbine hall and in some of the galleries increasingly been presenting film, performance, to enthusiastic audiences. And it became clear to us as we moved on with the next stages of Tate Modern that we had to provide the right kind of spaces for that activity. That's not to say that we will not do things in the turbine hall, of course we will. But as you will, some of you have already seen, and those of you who have not yet been in the spaces will see, these two new tank spaces give us a new instrument in the orchestra, which is Tate Modern, which allows to show a full range of art in a way that has been difficult before. And we will be one of the first things in the world that is able to do it on this scale, with this ambition, with this dedication, and with this consistency. I think it's that consistency which is really important. Over the past 50 years, artists have been working in film, installation, performance, live art. Many of the actions that they have undertaken have been in alternative spaces. They've been on short duration. They've been barely recorded. And this really marks a moment at which we bring that activity into the museum and we make it and recognize it as part of our history. It is not something which is on the margin, it is something which is really central to the way in which the visual arts have evolved in the last 50 years or so. As you will see from your packs, we are announcing today the names of a number of donors to this project. We continue to raise money in order to build the building above the tanks. And as you will see as you leave the building, the core of that building is already rising above the tanks. And we hope to complete that building latest 2016, possibly slightly earlier. But for today, it's the concentration on live art, on artists, and what they do that really matters. We have a great building here. Herzog de Meuron, we were very, very fortunate in persuading them not only to do the first phase of the building that we're all familiar with, but then to move on to this second phase. And it's very unusual that a museum of this scale can extend using the same architects as were employed and as designed the first phase. Normally, the client and the architects either fall out or there's such a long period between the two phases that actually a new architect is appointed. The great thing about what Herzog de Meuron have done here, I think, is that they've taken the language that they developed for the original Tate Modern, and they've given it literally a twist. And it is recognizably by the same architects, but it is also a new phase in their own work. And I think we'll hear a little bit about that from Jacques Herzog. But first, Ruth McKenzie, director of the London 2012 Festival, to arise. I was going to say hot foot. She did actually get some steam after the Elizabeth Strutt performance all day yesterday. But Ruth, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here. This is a very, very important day, I think, for London, as well as for the London 2012 Festival. As all of you know, almost all of you know, the London 2012 Festival is the official cultural festival, the finale of the Cultural Olympiad, which is the cultural side of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And we have got commissions all over the United Kingdom, starting in June and going on till the end of the Games on the 9th of September. We've set artists the challenge to live up to the once-in-a-lifetime tag of the Olympic and Paralympic Games and to produce new and extraordinary work of ambition and scale. And it is with enormous joy that the programme in Tate Tanks, the opening programmes and the programmes from now till September the 9th are part of our London 2012 Festival programme. It's important, I think, for us because as well as the incredible artists that are doing extraordinary work in these really outstanding spaces, what the Tank programme and the Tate Tanks show the world is that in terms of culture, this is a country that wants to be at the head. It is, as you've heard from Nick Sirota, we want to be innovative, we want to be offering artists absolutely everything they need to produce the most extraordinary work they can. And we want to embrace that with the whole of the official establishment forces at our disposal. So with the might of the Tate, artists are being embraced from the margins into the mainstream. I think it's a really important time for all of those artists who use performance as part of their repertoire. And it's entirely appropriate that when the eyes of the world are on us, when we have journalists, we're welcoming journalists from all around the world, along with the athletes from all around the world, we can say that art is at the heart of the Olympic Games and that innovation and world-class excellence are always what we're striving to support the artists to achieve. I think it's a very, very important day and one that will have resonance in the arts world and in the world of tourists who come to this country to see the best in the world for arts after the summer of 2012 is long gone. Thank you very much.
And now Jacques Herzog.
First of all, I would love to thank you, Nick, and all of you of the Tate, as a whole institution, to keep us on board for this new phase, which is a fabulous opportunity for us. And as you said, for our whole career, to be with you since the mid-90s, when we were appointed as relatively young architects and are still here in our middle age phase. We also have Askan, who is in his young phase, so it's a generational project almost. We have, as you said, Nick, thought of the tanks from the very beginning and always dreamed of somehow incorporating them in the whole project that Tate Modern would one offer to the public here. And now it's happening and we are very happy to open something which is underground, which is not showing itself as a spectacular form outside. I think that's a good sign and a symbol for our time, because it nevertheless offers great new spaces for the public. It's going to be a very public forum that the Tate is again offering and opening to the public. We, our role as architects is to make sure that at the end, even with the new structure that will go above us, the whole thing functions as really something that makes sense as an organism and not just as an ensemble of fragments, but will feel natural and good and offers also people not only great spaces but feels good to go from one space to the other. And in this respect, I think the Turbine Hall will continue to play an interesting role as a backbone from where you go into the more classical galleries, or you go in the gallery spaces that we are opening today, and hopefully will find a very wide audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacques. Jacques and Pierre, architecture is a strange beast because a couple of weeks ago you opened, together with Ai Weiwei, the new Serpentine Commission, the pavilion, and I had the impression that consciously, or rather unconsciously, that the Serpentine Pavilion was a kind of almost like baby tank. And I went there also to experience how it would be to be in the real tanks. Yet, the real tanks are again, very different from the baby tank in the Serpentine, but they're also very different, like you just said, from everything we know hitherto in terms of museum architecture. And this morning, Pierre Dumeron said to me, it must be very strange and difficult now to work in a space which is circular. And Pierre, it is true, when artists came to see the tanks for the first time a couple of months ago, they were wondering. They were wondering what it does to them, architecture, not just underground, not just the fact that these are lunar wings, that they are dark, but also that they are circular. And I was thinking by myself how important it is that we do want to make architecture for the arts, and that the arts are challenged by architecture. They are not just illustrating architecture, they have to be challenged. And that is what the tanks are going to do. They're going to challenge the artist. But there is one big but: it is not new. I remember coming to London in the 90s that the tanks were always there. And that means something. That means something that Tate Modern and Tate, that they were always very conscious that the art at the end of the 20th century, beginning of the 21st century, were utterly going to change. And indeed, did they change. They also changed Suzanne Lacy, thanks to the fact that you and other women artists, Joan Jones and many others, that already in the 60s and the 70s that you said, which terrain is not occupied yet by all these male artists? And indeed, expanded cinema, performance and live art. And now, Suzanne, you have a space for all these works which you conceived from the very beginning. Interestingly enough, many choreographers, Anna-Thérèse de Geersmacher, Pina Bausch, were also looking for new spaces. New space because it makes them rethink. So, in an interesting way, Tate Modern and Tate, they were going hand in hand with all these questions and answers, which artists have been asking themselves in the past 30 to 40 years. And this is what we're going to show, all these questions and answers in the next 15 weeks, Art in Action. Basically, when you look at your booklet and when you go outside, and probably some of you got it already, you have the program notes, and when you don't have them, you really should ask for them, the program notes. Basically, when you look at the booklet and the program notes, there are three strands. We have commissions, artists challenged by the architecture of the tanks. We have displays of work which is in the collection, Susan Lacy, Liz Rhodes, and we have live events. Every week we invite an artist or artist to come up with a special program. We call it our focus programs. And so we have gathered about 40 programs, 40 artists, not just for these focus programs, but also for other aspects of lives, which is weekends, which are debates, which are seminars, which are gatherings. I would like to point to one weekend, which is extremely important, which is happening already on July 21st and July 22nd. It's a weekend of talks and debates and demonstrations about how art and performance have changed our social environment and how art and performance really, really try to do something which is a dialogue with the real, a dialogue with reality. This is the first of three major weekends where people, specialists, scholars, performers will come together and talk with the audience about what they did since 40 years, why they started to do it, and why they continue to do it. So three major strands, the commission, we commissioned Sung Kwan Kim, who's a Korean artist born in Seoul in 1975. He studied art, but also architecture. He lived and worked in Amsterdam, in Seoul, in New York, but also in Berlin. That's typical for a new generation of artists. We gave him our tank, and we said, you can do something with this tank. You can build an environment, you can build an architecture. And he responded to us, I would like to make for you a tank, a space, where I'm going to think about how will cinema be shown in the 21st century. Indeed, cinema, film, will be shown entirely differently. If not in 2 years, then it will be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years. And just like artists before him, think about Kiesler in the 20s and the 30s, but also think about these wonderful architects in the 50s and the 60s. He is speculating about how are we going to show this new cinema in the 21st century. Commission Sung Kwan Kim. And then, indeed, every week focus programs. And we start today with Anna-Therese de Keersmaker and Rosas in cooperation with the Belgian artist Anne-Veronica Janssen. And she's going to present this week Face. Face, four movements to the music of Steve Reich, which was conceived by Anna-Therese de Keersmaker in 1982. And since then, she has been adapting it all the time. She has been reworking it all the time. Just like in music, you rewrite, you reconstruct, you redo it. And she has adapted this piece for the tanks because she calls it architectural tanks. And she says the tanks, they are neither a white cube, neither a black box. It's a completely new piece of architecture. And that's the reason why she chose to reconstruct fast for the tanks, to readapt it, to make it into a new form of dance. And this leads me also to the fact that you will see many performances here the next 15 weeks, which have been conceived, as I said before, in the 60s, 70s, 80s. But it's very important because Tate Modern, after all, it's not a festival. We do festivals, but we are a museum. And we want to show what has been there. And we want also to show what's worth to keep within our collections, because indeed we do collect also performance. And we show performance and installation. We show performance and installation also in the tanks. I already brought up the name of Susan Lacey. We're going to show her crystal quilt, which she conceived in 1985-87, which is giving voice to older women and empowering older women to speak about their lives, to speak about their identities. You've seen some of the images. And we bought that piece, crystal quilt, and we show it in our tanks. We also bought a piece, Light Music, by Liz Rhodes of 1975. It's in the collection, and we do show it in the tanks. So indeed, this is a space which is much needed for a museum, which takes these new strands in visual arts, the performative, projections, sound, live art, time-based arts. When you take this serious, you need to come up with a new architecture. And thanks to Herzog de Meuron, we have conceived this new architecture. We have also our youth program. We have a special festival, Undercurrents, and Undercurrents is part of the learning chapter of the opening 15 weeks of the tanks. We really are convinced that it's very important not just to give artists a voice, but also to give our audiences a voice. And what is much better, and now I'm going back to the beginning, to do this than a circular environment. Indeed, when Anna Teresa, the Keersmaker, and other artists came into the space, they said, this is ideal for the public because there will be no real difference anymore between what the artist is, and where the artist is, and where the artist and the public. And that, I think, is the great new advantage, not a difficulty, but an advantage and a challenge of the tanks, is this, that audiences do matter. And therefore, I'm very happy that this is not just a way of inventive programming, but also a way of to reinvent the museum, whereby artistic programs and learning programs go hand in hand, go together. What we will do now is we will have a Q&A, question and answer series, and then 11 o'clock, we're all invited to go to the tank, a tank which is going to show 24 minutes of the piano piece, which is the longest piece of